Hi, this is Gerald Faison, Gwinnett Tech photo student, and I'm sitting down here with a fellow student, Z Moy. How you doing today, Z?
I am doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. So, what got you interested in photography?
I guess I could say that when I was a child, my dad purchased our first DSL camera, and it was a film camera, and I was absolutely in love with it. And ever since then, I've just been snapping a lot of photos, and I don't know, I just feel like I was connected to the camera some way, somehow. And ever since then, I've just been doing a lot of, you know, individual photography work by myself, although I knew nothing about photography.
As a photographer, what type of things do you like to shoot?
I like to do a lot of landscape shooting. I like to go out to the mountains or to the lake or, you know, stuff like that. Anything involving nature. I would shoot a lot of nature photography. And I guess I like to shoot nature photography because I like nature as well. And I like to show the world what I see and how I see things. So that's a lot of the stuff I shoot.
You're also in a photo program here at Gwinnett Tech. How do you feel about being in the program?
I really like the program. In fact, I think our instructor here are great. Ms. Harkin does a really good job explaining, and she's very patient with us. She does a really good job with what she do. Ms. Finch does a great job letting us know how things are, and she helps us with everything. And Mr. Jones, as always, you know, fun and entertaining with his ninja jokes and everything. And I like this program a lot. I think our assistant instructors are great. They do their job, they help us, and at the end of the day, they teach us and we learn, and I like it.
Okay.
Taking multimedia 2 with Mr. Jones.
What kind of projects do they currently have you working on?
Right now, for Ms. Harkin, we are currently working on, we're spending a lot of time on our holiday portrait, and the set is coming along, so I cannot wait to see how that's going to look. And then, besides that, our kid photography is going to be due next week. I finished with that, and let's see how that's going to go. And then we have our high-key, low-key that's going to be due soon, and we've already shot for that, but I'll be currently working on that. So, and then the next thing we have to do is our fashion photography. I haven't shot that yet, although I did get approved a while back, but with everything going on, I haven't shot that yet, but I'm very excited to see how that's going to turn out, and let's hope everything goes well. And then for Ms. Finch's class, the photojournalism class, right now we are actually working on our feature and then our fill flash, so we're turning in our feature tomorrow, and then our fill flash will be due next week, so we'll see what she says about that as well. And for Joan's class, we're blogging.
So, can you go into a little bit more detail about your fashion shoot?
So far, I haven't gotten much details into my thought process yet. But so far right now, I know that my theme is a fall fashion theme. So, I'll be using a lot of the autumn leaves and, you know, the autumn trees and all that stuff. I'll be using a lot of that. And my sister's co-worker, actually her manager, is going to be my model, and my sister told me that she's modeled before, so I probably won't have a hard time kind of directing her how to model, and I've asked her to bring dresses and the latest fall fashion so we could work around that, and I will be trying to use some anything I can to make the fashion shoot great. Because it'll be my first time actually shooting people I do not know, so it'll be very interesting to see how that's going to come along, and let's just hope it's going to turn out great, and let's just hope that she will work along with me, and hopefully our schedule will fit each other so we could get this working and coming along great.
Well, alright, thank you for sitting down with me, and I hope you have good luck with the rest of the program.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.